The Bible is not only the most printed book in the world, it is also the most relevant for today. Some of its documents, however, are among the oldest writings of humanity, and even the most recent parts are 19 centuries old. Coming from a people in the Near East, written entirely by Jews except for Luke, the Bible is the bestseller of all times. Holy Scripture is undoubtedly a great masterpiece, which has influenced literature almost everywhere. The impact that the Bible has had on history and the arts through the centuries, and the vast amount of literary work it has inspired, provide convincing proof of the lasting influence of the biblical message. No other work has been the source of so many scholarly manuals, dictionaries, lexicons, concordances, Bible commentaries, and theological treatises, as well as Christian books and artistic and musical works. Holy Scripture is so rich and deep that its resources are inexhaustible, even for the greatest scholar. Yet it remains accessible to the humblest of its readers. Children can understand the meaning of the stories and the teaching of this book. Scholars continue to admire the depth of biblical thought, while throughout the world vast numbers of people have found in the Bible a meaning to life and continued spiritual renewal. The beauty and grandeur of Holy Scripture, its high moral code, the charm of its poetry, and above all, the spiritual power of the Word of God, have left an indelible mark in the lives of countless people in every society and culture, in all places and at all times. The Bible is also a prophetic work, which is totally trustworthy. The prophecies concerning the great events of the history of Israel, as well as the destiny of other nations, have been accomplished in their own time, exactly as the Bible had predicted. Take, for example, the destruction of Jerusalem in the 6th century BC, and the exile of the Jews in Babylon, their return 70 years later, as well as the second destruction of Jerusalem in the year 70 AD, the dispersion of the Jews throughout the whole world, and their subsequent return, which took place centuries later in 1948. The greatest prophetic announcement of the Bible is, however, the coming of Christ. Concerning his first coming for the salvation of mankind, every detail predicted was fulfilled, and we can be sure that his second coming in glory will be accomplished as Scripture declares. It is possible, therefore, to read the Bible as a literary masterpiece or from a historical point of view, as a prophetic announcement, or, what is far more important, as the essential and unique revelation of God's eternal truth. The impact of the Word of God on people's lives is as powerful today as it ever was, arousing a personal interest in the hearts of men and women, directing them to Jesus their Saviour, and creating in them faith for salvation. An inner change takes place in the person who repents of sin and pleads for forgiveness. This transformation is called regeneration, or new birth. Therefore, says the Apostle Paul, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. This newness of life is a gift of God. The Bible explains that the Word of God acts in the heart of man as a seed of life. You have been born again, says the Apostle Peter, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ, says the Apostle John, is born of God. Being spiritually resurrected with Christ, he has passed from death to life. This miracle is due to the work of the Holy Spirit. New birth, however, must be followed by growth. It is Holy Scripture that nourishes the new believer and enables him to grow in grace and knowledge. The Apostle Peter speaks of the pure milk of the Word of God. As the believer grows, a more substantial spiritual food is required. There again, the Bible provides what is needed. The writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews calls this solid food for the mature. Spiritual maturity implies a growing knowledge of God, obedience to His will, and a loving personal relationship with the Lord. Next episode, the book of Genesis.